got starlight, I got sweet dreams, I got my gal.
Who could ask for anything more?
Who could ask for? Ask for anything more?
There you have it. Certification of the fact that, yes, in answer to your question, George Gershwin, your music will have been heard 100 years from then. And here we have Tony Bennett, who was 4.5 years old when this song was written in 1930. Can you imagine? I will end this program by asking a question. If you're interested, the next time I show up, I would like to point out to you the word evolution as it applies to music. Evolution, of course, is constant, but it is incrementalized so slowly that we don't notice it while we're alive during our course time. But let me give you an example of what I mean by evolution. And the way, in this case, we listen to music. Very recently, a Stradivarius, by the way, Stradivari was the great instrument builder 300 years ago who built and leaves us with a few dozen celli and violins that are absolutely priceless. Well, there is a cello man who passed away, and his Stradivari cello is up for auction. Right now it's valued at $5.9 million. I'm not sure what it's going to cost when it's sold. He paid $100,000 for it, so you can imagine how long ago he bought it. Just as a bit of a contest, a cellist decided to ask the family of the owner of the Strad, could I borrow it while you're there, and I will play on it, and then I will ask the listeners I'm choosing, all cello players, to listen to my cello, which is only about 50, 60 years old. Which one do they like better? Which tone is more interesting to them? So to make a long story short, these five or six cellists sat down, listened to the Strad cello, going back to about 1700, priceless, and then his cello, and most of the people listening chose the new cello. Now, that's telling us right away that we're listening differently to music. And I'd like to prove a point. I'm not saying I'm right about this, but I'm supposing that this is an example of evolution. Why was it chosen? Why was his instrument, which is something you could buy in a really good quality store, chosen over a Strad that's worth $6 million? It's got to be because we're listening differently to music. It's being played differently, creating that kind of reaction. I've got two recordings that I want you to hear, and I will explain, if you'd like me to do this, what to listen for so that you'll hear not just the notes. Anybody who has a world-class technique can play these notes, but it's the psychic nature of what's attached to the music, and I'll explain it as best I can, that you will never again hear during your lives. These are recordings made 60 years ago, and that was another time. So I'm just inviting you to consider that. If you'd like to call in and tell Mike yes or no, it makes no difference to me. I'd be glad to do it if you'd like.
Well, I think it's a resounding yes already. Okay. I do.
Okay. Well, I'll do it. I'll memorize everything I just said.
Okay. Well, I have a recording. You could cheat. I won't tell anybody.
Okay.
That's fine. Thank you, Les.
Okay.
That was great. You do got rhythm.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to be 91. If you say, hey, we got rhythm, I've got to believe you.
My dad's going to be 91 as well.
Well, tell him that I'm stronger and more handsome than he is.
He already knows. It bothers him every day. Thank you, sincerely.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. 10:04 in the morning. I almost said afternoon. I don't know why. But always wonderful to hear Les give a dissertation, really, on something like that. I can't get over Cleo Lane. I didn't know about Cleo Lane until you told me about her. Boy, she's something.
She was really. She's a force. I mean,
really?
she there's no one like her.
No, she's just great. All right, at 10:05, let's switch over to the other Hurwitz, the Mark Hurwitz.
And now the trashy part of the program.
I wasn't going to say that. So you're going to tell us about your hidden restaurants and some reviews that you've got, and probably bum us out with some closings and things
like that.
No, for
once I have good news.
That's great.
Yeah.
All right, Mark, take it away.
Okay. So we'll start with some news, and then we'll go into a couple reviews. First of all, the big news, don't tell anybody. You're the first to hear this. Well, actually, you're not, but, you know me. I lie all the time. But as George Costanza once said, it's not a lie if you believe it. So keep that in mind.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So anyways, that's about it for me, I guess, because they're dragging me away right now. But no, Pepe's Pizza is going to be opening in Watertown. So this is the famous Pepe's Pizza from New Haven, which was rated, the Daily Mail said in 2017, it was the best pizzeria in America.
Is it as good as the original?
We don't know.
Yeah.
It hasn't opened.
I just mean, but this isn't their own, they've got other satellite stores,
they
right?
have Chestnut Hill, and they have, actually, Burlington Mall. That one, I think, opens in late May. So they're going to have two in the next, you know, within a month, they'll have two. This one, I'm not sure when it's going to open. Might be later in the year.
Pizza is
I was just going to ask that.
So it's New Haven style.
Well, whatever that means.
Yeah.
It's coal-fired pizza.
Okay.
So they put it in a coal oven. It's super hot. It cooks in no time.
Is it like wood-fired pizza then?
It's a little like wood-fired pizza. And there's a debate whether coal or wood-fire is better. They're both great. Coal fire, you find a lot of coal fire pizza in New York City, and you find it in New Haven, and it's got that char on the bottom. It tastes so good.
Mm.
So I've been to the one in New Haven a bunch of times, and it's probably my number one or two favorite pizza in America.
Wow.
Well, not that I've been all over America. But anyways, it's awesome. It's really good. So in answer to your question, like with anything, Regina's or any of the others, you know, the outlets aren't quite as good as the original, but it's still Pepe's Pizza.
Right.
So it's going to be opening at the Arsenal Yards in East Watertown, which is where the Elsner Mall used to be.
Uh-huh.
So figure later in the year.
Very nice.
More good news, there's a place called The Groove that opened yesterday. It opened in the Verb Hotel in the Fenway.
That's such a cool place.
Yeah. Is it Hojoko's there?
Yeah, it used to be Hojo's.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly. Okay. So The Groove, and this is a really interesting concept for you music geeks out there. Mm. It's going to be on the front porch of Hojoko.
Mm-hmm.
And
God bless you.
Thank you very much.
Yep.
It's a Tokyo-style record bar. So they offer snacks and cocktails, and they play analog music. So they'll have bring your own record night, they'll have DJs, they'll be playing customized lists of music, all vinyl. So pretty fascinating place.
Yeah.
Two more really quick ones. A new place called Hot Chicks, and that's C-H-I-X, is coming to Boston somewhere, we don't know where yet. It's gonna serve Nashville-style hot fried chicken.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Which we don't really see much of around here. So it could open Somerville, maybe Cambridge, maybe Boston, we don't know yet. And finally, for those who like steak, Ruth's Chris. Always tough to say that. Ruth's Chris. Tough if you have a lisp. Ruth's Chris Steakhouse is coming to Assembly Row. They're coming to the Partners Healthcare building. And I think that's the third one in the Boston area. There's one in downtown Boston on School Street and another in Waltham. So, and finally, I'll just do one really quick review because I know we're going to run out of time. The latest review for the website is the Lazy Dog Sports Bar in Lynn, and you and I have to get there.
Mm.
So,
let's go.
It looks really tough, really rough around the edges. Mm. You walk in and it's friendly, you know, it's almost too friendly where you sit at the bar and they won't stop talking to you. And they have steak tips that are on par with the New Bridge Cafe.
Mm.
So we will have to get there at some point.
Would you say Ruth's Chris one more time?
Ruth's Chris.
All right.
I was going to say crisp, but Ruth's Chris. How's that? Want me to say it again?
No.
Okay. No.
Say it
no one wants
it.
Everyone, like, all of a sudden our listenership just fell by 50%.
So there's one person then. Okay.
Actually,
so,
half a person.
All one person.
Okay, so we're going to have a 5-song set that you put together, but first I want to play a little PSA, because if I don't, they'll get mad at me, but we'll be back in 30 seconds.
Me, a cat, moving in with a single guy. At first, I thought it might be a little weird. But turns out it's actually pretty amusing. For instance, like my human's gotten so used to me being around, sometimes I think he forgets I'm here. He'll get up for work, shower, shave, and come out with no pants. plops right down in front of the TV. Hello, there's a lady in the room. A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Such fabulous comedy on those PSAs.
Isn't it, though?
Yeah. So you got a 5-song set, Mark, and you're starting with one of my all-time favorites, John Hyatt.
John Hyatt, who's just quirky, eclectic. You know, he's just an American treasure. And the theme of the set, you know, I like two types of music. Well, I like every type, but I really like Americana, as you know.
Right.
And Britpop, which I'll be doing on another station next week, but we won't talk about that.
No.
Hey, Michael, if you're listening. Not you, but another Michael. So it's going to be Americana for the most part. Toward the end, we will have a British singer doing a little Americana with some boys who you might know, some singers or a group. But anyways, we will be starting with John Hyatt with a very unknown song. In fact,
it was hard for me to find it.
Yeah, it was hard for you to find, but oh, what a great song this is. It's called Pirate Radio.
All right, we'll be back and talk about these afterwards. This is WMFO. Medford.
Selling tennis shoes and beer, getting juicy. shine down on me from 1,000 miles away. Well, it came and gone and kept rolling on, laying up all night with my tear stained sheet as my veil. Yeah, I don't wanna see you again. Leaned on me so peacefully while we slept. And I don't want the keys to our door. I don't live there anymore. And I'll do my best just to forget the dreams we dreamt. Well, the morning came with a pouring rain. I felt just as empty as a pill, with the evidence and your crime confessed. Don't seem right that it's me to spend a night in jail. Yeah, I don't wanna see you again. I don't wanna feel your breath as you leaned on me so peacefully while we slept. I don't want the keys to our door, 'cause I don't live there anymore. And I'll do my best just to forget the dreams I dreamt. If you feel a chill in the air, it's my spirit. And I'm all alone, and I can't tell if silence is my foe or my friend. Well, I'm holding on, but I ain't too strong. I gotta get some rest before that train come back round the bend. Yeah.
wanted to ride by you all night, Annette.
Yeah. catch me napping one day and they'll kill me. Then I'll be gone, but that won't be my end. For my guns and my saddle will always be filled by
.33 in the morning here at WMFO Medford. Mike and Mark and Les here with you, and just went through a 5-song set from Mark. Let's talk about those quickly.
Yeah.
Let's start with the last one, the unwelcome guest. That wasn't dedicated to anybody in particular, was it?
Oh, of course not. It wouldn't be dedicated to anyone in politics right now.
No, somebody who sits in the Oval, maybe?
No, of course not. We don't talk politics here.
Wonderful, wonderful track, Billy Bragg and Wilco, the unwelcome guest. Beautiful.
Yeah, from Mermaid Avenue, which is that great album,
you know,
with all the Woody Guthrie music that Wilco and Billy Bragg did. And that's the last song in that album, and, it's got some different meanings to it. So, you know, basically it sounds like it could be about someone and his horse, you know? And
okay.
Yeah, but it's also, it has some other meanings, as Woody Guthrie's music did back then.
Yeah.
So.
Old 97s, very cool band, mostly known for doing country, alt-country, but they do a lot of different genres. That was a great track I didn't know called Designs on You.
Yeah, that's from the late 90s. Actually, all these songs were from the late 90s, except for Amos Lee.
Okay.
And, the Old 97s, they were one of the first, first and best alt-country bands, along with Uncle Tupelo.
Yep.
And the Bottle Rockets, I think, were another one.
Love them, too.
Yeah. And that's Rhett Miller from the Old 97, so he's got a great solo career.
Mm.
So he comes around here every now and then. I think he played Lowell a while ago. But Old 97s were terrific.
Yeah. Black Crowes, before that, By Your Side. Something familiar to me, but I don't know that I really knew that.
And pretty much everyone says the same thing, because that album didn't do well. It was from the late 90s. It was kind of after their first two or three albums, which did so well. And this was a great album, but by then I think, you know, people's musical tastes were changing a bit, and they weren't really into that sound that the Black Crowes had, that classic rock sound, southern rock, I guess you could call it.
Very identifiable.
Yeah. But it was good stuff.
Mm-hmm. Amos Lee, the aforementioned. Beautiful singing voice on this guy. Chill in the Air was the one before that.
Yeah, and you feel like he wrote that after having a pretty bad situation, bad relationship.
Yeah.
It's a tough song to listen to, but he's brilliant. You know, he does Windows Rolled Down and just so many other great songs. And
Flowers.
Yeah, he's got a new album. Over the past year or so.
Yeah.
Excellent, excellent stuff. But you don't hear it much on the radio, unfortunately.
Yep. And we talked about John Hiatt starting off with Pirate Radio.
He was absolutely an American treasure. I don't think he's in the Hall of Fame. He should be, I think. But he's been doing this since the early 70s. And you were asking when that song was, when it came out. I thought it was about 10 years ago. I just checked, and it was actually from the late 90s, from an album that, again, didn't do all that well, so you didn't hear much of Pirate Radio on the radio. But every song he does is brilliant, I think. I mean, he has such a great collection of music.
All right, well, thank you for that list. It's always great to hear the 5 songs you bring in.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, let's do a quick pivot to something that we're really all excited about here at WMFO. We're doing our first ever live music day on May 4th. From 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., it's going to be one live band after the other. And why don't I play just a little recorded promo for this, and we'll come back and we'll play some tracks.
Sounds
from these
good.
These artists.
Join us here live 9 to 5 on Saturday, May 4th, for our first ever WMFO Live Music Day. Yes, tune in to 91.5 FM starting at 9 a.m. to hear the Cast Irons, Anthony Kaczynski, Peter Parsecht, Danielle Moralia, Lisa Bastoni, 61 Ghosts, Lily Black, Will Daly, Flight of Fire, and Celebutante. They'll all be performing live on the air from Studio A and Studio D. Only here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts, live, local, freeform, community radio.
Thank you, Easy Ed, for helping to say what I couldn't about what this is. It's just a great lineup. We've been, you know, as we've been setting this up, we've been joking and saying, oh, this is so hard. We've got so many logistical things to do. But we never had to worry about the talent. These folks are awesome. So let me end the show and play as many as I can up until 11 a.m., just some of these folks. And I'm going to start with the Cast Irons. They're going to be on with us first at 9 a.m., and they're nice enough.
They are so good.
And they're nice enough to provide what is called the backline of equipment, so that all the other folks that come in during the day can use, you know, the drum set, can use some amps that they're providing. So,
well, that sounds like them. I mean,
I know.
Good guys, and boy, are they great. 9 o'clock. I'm heading to New Hampshire that day, but I might be able to hear that as I'm heading up. So,
all right.
Can't wait.
All right, so let me treat you to some of these artists. First with the Cast Irons, this is Color Blue at WMFO.
Listen to my own advice. I painted you with every color too, in a frame of gold. As the colors fade in with every day, staring at the canvas, only thing I see is the color blue. Cup of coffee is bitter still as I stand past the windowsill. My stomach turns, my eyes are dry. I feel the aches down deep inside my soul. Oh, I painted you with every color too, in a frame of gold. As the colors fade and with every day, canvas, the only thing I see is the color blue. Color blue.
Color blue, color blue. the left-hand turn from the right-hand lane caused a 10-car pileup. Then you fled the scene. My skin was tanned and the trees were green. I thought that we were pulling over at the Dairy Queen. The sky got dim when the light changed. Your face got cold and the air felt strange. You took a left-hand turn.
Left-hand turn.
From the right-hand lane.
Right-hand lane.
It was a 10-car pileup. Then you fled the scene. I called for help, but no one came. You took a left-hand turn.
Left-hand turn.
From the right-hand lane.
Right-hand lane.
This happened before when I was on backseat. A candy apple and a favorite doll. Mom looked happy and so did Dad. But then the doll fell out the window when the apple went bad. They took a left-hand turn.
Left-hand turn.
From the right-hand lane.
Right-hand lane.
It was a 10-car pileup.
10-car pileup.
Who's to blame?
Who's to blame?
Those vows were burned in the family name. They took a left-hand turn.
Left-hand turn.
From the right-hand lane. It doesn't matter where you wanna go or how you feel. You got no control when you're not behind the wheel. Not behind the wheel. Came out alive all by my own car and learned to drive. And anyone who comes along for the ride better fasten his seatbelt and hold on tight, 'cause I just might
take a left-hand turn.
Take a left-hand turn
from the right-hand lane.
From the right-hand lane. 'Cause
a 10-car pileup.
10-car pileup.
California, riding on the breeze, and I thought of you for the first time in what felt like centuries. And I don't even have your number now, but even if I did, and though I knew it by heart back when we were kids, if I had any feelings left for you, I'd keep them hidden, 'cause I moved on and on and on. And there'll be no walk down memory lane. There'll be no midnight call for old time's sake. And I'm not slipping down that rabbit hole. Somewhere in Spain, were we laughing in the hotel shower, running out of change? If that was really you and me, I don't know, I couldn't say. And don't you think had your dark sunglasses on. I flew home to my mother's house and wrote you a song. And then I picked myself up, called a bus back to Boston, and I moved on and on. Only by mistake, it's like that old jean jacket that you lost in the lake. We couldn't see it at the bottom. We might assume that it's still there. Either way, I'm sure by now you got yourself a new coat to wear. But oh, how I loved you with an unprotected heart, and how you blew it wide open. When you busted it apart, that was the best thing that you did. I can see that now. All I know is I moved on, although I don't remember how.
WMFO Medford. Wow, what a beautiful song. What a beautiful voice. What a beautiful person, Lisa Pistone.
She is.
Yeah, that was a Rabbit Hole from her latest record.
And boy, I hope we get to hear her live sometime soon.
It's coming up on May 4th, you wise guy, you. Live day's coming up, and I just played a bunch of tracks from people that'll be here. That was Lisa Pistone from her latest record called The Wishing Hour. And like I was saying, that won an award, a songwriting award. It's just beautiful stuff. Danielle Moralia, just before that, those two are going to be performing together. And that was from Danielle's album called Glory Junkies. That was Left Hand Turn. Peter Parsek, Melrose's own Peter Parsek, from his latest record, Everybody Wants to Go to Heaven, which is a truism. That was Shiver. Fire King, Anthony Kaczynski's Fire King was just before that from the Double Trouble disc. Came out in 2015. That was called Muffin. And the Cast Irons, our wonderful friends of Cast Irons from the Broken Hearts Club. That was Color Blue. And as you heard, that other voice over there is our, well, I was going to say our favorite, but that wouldn't be nice. Wouldn't be?
We're each the favorite.
I can't play favorites.
It depends on the week.
It depends who's
standing in
front of me. If Sue's
on, then Sue's the favorite. If Jane's on, Jane's the favorite.
Yeah, and I'm standing now because the way that we're positioned here, we have four mics. And if I sit down, then I can't see Kirsten. So I just thought I'd be.
We're not going to let the monitor get between us.
Okay. Okay, so I of course couldn't stuff all of the artists in that we're doing for Live Day. So you're going to do a couple more. I've queued up Lily Black and Flight of Fire.
Yes.
We have a lot of representation from women.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, we do.
This is really going to be a fun day, having musicians in and out of the studio, hosting them, hearing them live. There's a certain synergy that we get when musicians are here live and things happen organically and we hear stories that we wouldn't otherwise get.
Absolutely.
Much like having guest DJs on. So we have a room full of guest DJs. Les and Mark are here.
Yeah.
Always fun to walk in
well,
and see
you. Well,
I'm
known as the world's oldest DJ, you know.
Really?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. We'll need to get you like some kind of a cool jacket or something.
No, but no words of more than one syllable. Okay.
I don't think that's possible in your case.
Yeah. You just said syllable.
Yeah, that's right. She's calling you out.
And I've got a couple guest DJs too, so I'll announce them on the show. I have my nieces, Olivia and Sophie, who are here. Liv is going to pick out a East Coast college, and Sophie's following a couple years behind, so I get my nieces pretty soon.
Okay, mm-hmm. Very, very nice. Great. That'll be cool. So thank you, the Hurwitzes, very much. Appreciate
thank you.
It.
More than welcome. Yeah. Enjoy the weekend, everybody.
Yep.
Yeah. Have fun.
Happy Easter. Happy Passover.
Yeah. Happy. What other holidays are this weekend?
I don't know. Want to make one up?
Sure. Festivus. Yeah. Oh, sorry. Wrong month.
All right. So it's 10:59. Stay tuned for Kirsten and something about the women. I'm going to leave you with not Will Daly, who's going to be here on the 4th, but he produced a local artist named Samantha Farrell. This is just beautiful. Just came out called Butterfly in 503. Next time I'll talk to you will be May 4th, Live Day. Thanks for listening, everybody. Bye-bye.